Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast with Paul Sullentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Thanks for your time. We appreciate you listening. Today, we're going to talk Shocker softball with Easton Herring. Easton is the newest addition to the Wichita State softball coaching staff. He returned to Wichita State in July after spending a year at Austin Peay in Clarksville, Tennessee, right?
Yes, sir.
As an assistant coach there, he also coached as a volunteer for Virginia Tech softball. And his roots as a Shocker go back to him being graduate manager and a volunteer assistant for the Wichita State baseball team. Easton played two seasons of baseball at Newman University. You may know his last name from his sister Neely, who was an excellent first baseman hitter. She played softball for the Shockers. Easton, tell us about coming back to Wichita State. What got you back here?
Yeah, so for me, Wichita's home. My wife and I met in Wichita. Me going to Newman University, just right across town, probably about 10 or 15 minutes away. My wife was undergrad at Wichita State, and we met through a group of friends. And then obviously, after I got done playing, got an opportunity to go and be a part of the baseball team at Wichita State and get my master's. And so it's really fortunate that we could stay in Wichita and obviously get to come back home after, you know, 4 or 5 years, down the road. And so it was just really awesome. I mean, both of our families are around here within a couple hour drive. So with us having a new little baby boy and, us getting to come back home, it's just been, you know, the best of both worlds.
So you played baseball high school at Pratt High School, right?
Yep.
From 2011 to 2013, you hit 9 triples one season. That was a state record, I discovered, until 2021, someone from Frontenac hit a couple more. Okay. You have 19 career triples, and that's still a record, according to the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. So I'm curious, did Pratt not have fences? Did ball just roll and roll? How did you hit so many triples?
You know, I just kind of took my mindset of, like, I guess just driving the ball in the gap. And I could run a little bit back in the day, probably not as much now. But I mean, I think I would just hit the ball and just automatically think in my mind, like, I'm going to 3, and just try and push bags as much as possible. And, you know, high school baseball kids, you know, looking back, I don't think we could play as well of catch. But I mean, I feel like just pushing the bags as much as possible. I didn't know I still had the record, actually. So that's pretty crazy. That's almost, 10 years ago, and nobody's broken it. I think they extended the games in the Kansas high school sports realm, I guess, of in high school baseball. I don't know what they're extending it to, but they were talking about maybe getting to play 25 to 30
right,
games
just
now.
Recently, I think they added 5 or 6 to the season going forward. Yes.
So hopefully that record stays intact. I think it's pretty cool. And maybe my son Cannon, whenever he gets to high school, he can try and break my records.
So. Triples are hard to get. Do you ever pull that out as a trump card at a coaching meeting? Do you say, well, Christy or Elizabeth, we could do it this way, but I'm the career triples leader in the state of Kansas. Maybe we ought to do it my way.
No, one of our managers actually, mentioned seeing my name on our record board at Pratt, because he went to Pratt or had a sibling that went to Pratt. And we were talking, and I asked him where he was from, and he said he went to Kiowa County, which is in Greensburg, and he said, yeah, I know who you are. And I'm like, okay, like, you know, where do you know me from? And he mentioned seeing my name up on one of the record boards for triples, and he knew I hit 9, I guess, in 1 year, and then hit 19 in a career of 3 years. And so I just thought that was pretty cool too. So.
Pretty good. Pratt, the Greenbacks, right?
Yes.
It's one of the great high school nicknames in the state of Kansas. Easton, tell us about your journey into coaching. Why did you choose this profession?
I'd probably say that it was my dad and my grandpa were the two people that kind of got me into coaching. Just growing up, going to the Chandler baseball camp down in Oklahoma, year in and year out when I was a little kid, and getting to be around guys like Mark Howard and, people who have passed on, I guess, you know, the game. And so I think those are the people who got me into coaching. helping kids. I had some really good coaches growing up, and in high school too, that you know, mentored me in a certain way, whether that be football, basketball, baseball coaches.
Hi, this is Rick Miuma, president of Wichita State University. Check out the latest episode of the Forward Together podcast. Each episode, I sit down with different guests from Shocker Nation to celebrate the vision and mission of Wichita State University. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back with Easton Herring of the Shocker softball program. Easton, you were telling us about your journey into the coaching world.
Yeah, so obviously growing up, my dad, my grandpa being my coach in Little League and a little bit after that as well. And then having siblings that are younger than me, obviously Neely getting to be a college softball player here at Wichita State. I felt like every time I was in the cage, she was right there behind me. You know, whether it was watching me hit, play, travel ball, whatever it may be. So I feel like I was almost just born into it. So yeah, obviously being named Easton too, after a baseball bat, it kind of just felt, you know, right, I guess.
So you mentioned your dad and your grandfather and their influence, coaching mentors. Who's really influenced you, how you coach and why you do this?
I would probably mention my dad, my grandpa, I would even throw my stepdad in there. He was my high school baseball coach, while I was at Pratt. Each one of those guys, you know, they mentored me and molded me into who I was today. I've been really fortunate enough to work with a lot of really good, you know, human beings and really good coaches. You know, being at Wichita State on the baseball side of things, I would say, you know, Mike Sirianni as well. Just getting to understand and to learn, you know, how to recruit and the right people to recruit and that type of stuff. And obviously being at Virginia Tech, under Pete DeMore and getting to work under Cassie Stanfill at Austin Peay as well. I mean, I think I've taken a piece of something from each program that I've worked under. And then obviously getting to work under Christy here and Coach E, you know, they're two of the best in the business, in my opinion, just because of what they have done here at Wichita State in the last, you know, 7 to 10 years from the development side of things. And you know, obviously, they've won a few games in the last few years as well, and a few championships. So it's been really special to get to pick the brains of each person that I've stopped at, I guess.
Mike Sirianni was an assistant baseball coach here at Wichita State for several years, now at Nebraska. Easton, you played catcher in college. That position seems to really help people who want to coach. Why is that?
I think being a catcher, you kind of have to know everything that's going on. So from that, you know, just being able to command a pitching staff, I wasn't a very good hitter. I'll be 100% honest. Obviously I do have a high school career triples record or whatever. But from the hitting side of things, when I got into college, wasn't my strong suit. I was more of a defensive catcher, could manage a game. You know, be a leader from that role, not only, you know, vocally, but set an example of how things needed to be done, and really carry over that blue collar work ethic, you know, from a player to a coaching perspective as well. So yeah.
So you take the job at Wichita State in July. You've got a pretty good comfort zone because you've spent years here at Wichita State. What, take us through the first days or weeks. How do you get acclimated? How do you get up and running in a new coaching position?
I would probably say just making sure my family is in check and good to go. We moved halfway across the country from Tennessee with four dogs and a month-old baby. And my wife, and obviously, you know, just making sure everybody is taken care of from that side of things, plus finding a place to live, was a little stressful, but we ended up making it happen. And, you know, fortunately, we knew the areas in Wichita where we wanted to live and where we didn't want to live. And then the other side of it, too, is one of my sisters on my mom's side is a real estate agent here in Wichita. So she helped us along the way. She was awesome. And then from the softball side, getting acclimated, you know, as soon as I took the job, Christy put me on the road. So I went to California out there for 5 days and got after it a little bit. Saw some really good kids, and we just hit the ground running with everything. So it's been really good. You know, trying to, build relationships with the kids as much as possible. That's one thing that I'm trying to do as quick as possible. Just because obviously once you get those kids on your side and once they trust you, you know, the sky's the limit essentially from the development standpoint. So,
coaches' families. I'm glad you brought that up. No matter the sport, no matter the family situation, that's always that's always a part of the picture that we don't talk about a lot. They are uprooted, moving around, all those kind of things. That's definitely part of the job. You mentioned building relationships, getting softball players to trust you. How do you do that?
You get to know them. You know, obviously, all of them are good softball players, or they wouldn't be here. So you get to know them off the field as well. We actually had a dinner the other night. We're doing this as a coaching staff, all four of the coaches. We're having, you know, four or five girls over at each one of our houses every couple weeks just to get to know them, get them a home-cooked meal. I wanted to have a little competition, you know, for the girls after we had ate dinner the other night with a little game of Mario Kart on our TV. But I was having some technical difficulties. Our charger for our little Nintendo thing wasn't working correctly, so we had to kind of scrap that. We ended up watching volleyball, I think. We had a couple girls from Nebraska that were at the house, and so we ended up watching the Nebraska volleyball game, which was pretty good.
You're talking about the football, the one they played in the football stadium?
I don't remember if it was that one or not. Okay. It might have been the week after that. But it was I think it was a top 10 matchup. Again, obviously they're pretty good at volleyball.
Sure,
so they were fun to watch.
You will specialize on defense with Shocker softball. Tell us favorite ways. How do you go about getting people to catch softballs, throw softballs, be in the right place at the right time, all that?
Yeah, so I think it starts with, you know, catch play, you know, just taking that serious every single day. It's something that's really overlooked, in my opinion. I'll go to travel ball tournaments, and kids just kind of play catch to get warm. They don't necessarily do it to get better. And so I think getting our kids to understand, hey, you know, this 10, 15-minute period to start our day off is really important. And so I think that's kind of a staple and a non-negotiable from our side of things. And then obviously everything else from a developmental standpoint of, you know, hey, this is how we need to field ground ball. This is how, you know, we need to approach things and have a mindset out in the outfield of you know, flying around, making sure everything that's in the green or in the grass is caught and having that fearless mentality. And then obviously, you know, from a defensive side of thing, make sure we know where we're supposed to be and when we're supposed to be there from, you know, cuts and relays standpoint and first and thirds. And we're still going over all that stuff. And, you know, I've kind of flown in Coach B's back pocket, just making sure she and I are on the same page with everything, you know, and how she wants certain things done. And so that's kind of how we get those kids on the same page with us.
And I guess we should mention, so mm-hmm. baseball and softball programs are now allowed a third full-time assistant coach. So mm-hmm. The Wichita State coaching staff is Elizabeth Economan. People probably know her. Also new is pitching coach Courtney Oliver and then Easton. So that's why if you think there are more assistant coaches running around out there, you are correct. So you played baseball. You worked with the Shocker baseball team from 2018 to 2021. Why did you switch to softball?
You know, I get this question asked a lot, and you know, it's been the exact same answer. Girls listen a lot better than guys do. Plain and simple. Obviously, from the game side of things, the game's so much faster. I remember last year when I was at Austin Peay, I think we were playing Queens in North Carolina and Charlotte, and I think we played two games by the time the baseball team had played one. So just the speed of the game. And I enjoy softball a lot more than I enjoyed baseball. You know, being able to watch my sister play and kind of grow up and do that. I didn't really understand it exactly, you know, because I was a baseball guy through and through. But once I got a taste of the softball side of things from a coaching perspective, and you know, in the first base box and getting to do those things, and it was, I'm never going back. So.
Okay. So the Shockers were an excellent defensive team last season. They ranked third nationally at .984 fielding percentage. I don't know if that stat means everything or what your thoughts are on that, but they were pretty good defensively. On the infield, you've got Sammy Hood back. She was great at second base. Will probably play shortstop. Third baseman Kristen Nelson's back. Catcher Lainey Brown is back. What does that mean for the fall? How are you approaching working with this group, which was pretty good last year and has some experience back both on the infield and the outfield?
Yeah, we got a lot of good key pieces, I think. You know, working with these kids, again, going back to the relationships, just trying to get them to trust me and to trust the process of everything. And, you know, being top five in the country, you know, from a defensive perspective and being a new defensive coach coming in, obviously – the things that Coach B and them were doing in the past have worked. So I'm not in here to try and, you know, just throw things on the wall and say, hey, let's do this completely different because what they've been doing in the past has been working. So I brought a few new ideas and tweaking some things here and there, which is always good. So I think just coming in here and getting those kids, you know, on my side as quick as possible. It's going to, you know, almost jumpstart our development from the defensive side of things a little bit better. So
Sammy Hood was just a lot of fun to watch last year defensively at second base. What have you noticed about her? What makes her a good defensive infielder?
She is athletic as can be. She's really fun to watch. She's got a strong arm. Pretty good glove. Still working on her lower half, trying to get her to get that backside through on throwing balls, you know, over to first base. She tends to use her arm a lot, which is okay because she does have a really strong arm. But to kind of hone in on the accuracy side of things, you know, if we could get her using her lower half, she'd be a heck of a lot better. So, which is unbelievable, you know, to say for her, because she had a really good freshman year. I think she was defensive player of the year in the conference, which is awesome. And so getting her to switch from second to short, and hopefully, you know, be an everyday person over there at short for us would be ideal. I'm ecstatic to have a kid like her over there.
Describe fall practices so far. What's been the emphasis?
Fall practice, just making sure we're doing the right things and taking care of business. You know, we had a scrimmage the other day against McLennan. Really good ball club. I think they played in the national championship game of the JUCO World Series either last year or the year before that. So a really good ball club, obviously them coming in here, and kind of giving us a little run for our money at the beginning of the game, was really good for us. And just getting to compete against somebody else in the jersey, I think that was really beneficial for us. So, I mean, just doing the right things, you know, taking care of, you know, what we need to take care of in order to get where we want to go at the end of the year. So,
what did you learn about this team from the scrimmage against McClellan?
I learned that we're not as far off as we necessarily thought we were. You know, obviously watching our kids scrimmage and in practice, and you don't really know until you go against somebody else. I think we'll have a really good test this weekend. Friday, we go up against Seminole State, another good, really good junior college team. And then obviously Kansas on Sunday. They're going to be a really good, you know, ball club. That's a Big 12 team, that we, you know, fight and claw against each year. From a defensive side of things, I don't think we had an error, which is obviously great to see in 10 innings of play. I did mention to the girls that we need to clean up some things in between innings, just, you know, throwing the ball around a little bit. You know, after a strikeout or after an out, we do throw it around the horn. And I think we threw one ball into left field, which again, we practiced that. We just try to do the little things correct. So
Shockers play Seminole State at 5 on Friday. They play the University of Kansas in a doubleheader at 1 p.m. on Sunday. So if you're a fan and you're coming out, Easton, give them a couple tips. Who are maybe some of the newcomers that they should keep an eye on?
CC Wong has been awesome for us. Left-handed hitter, probably going to play some third base, play some second base, has a ton of pop. She's a transfer. Like you said, returner Sammy Hood, she's fun to watch. Trying to get Addie Barnard healthy, coming off of surgery, obviously. But those three for sure. Really like our freshman pitchers. I think there's, you know, Coach O has done a phenomenal job in the bullpen with our pitching staff.
Let me get a name here. Chloe is one of them,
yep,
right?
Chloe and Erica.
And Chloe Barber and Erica, what's her last name here for the fans? I'm paging through the Erica Shirts.
Yes.
Chloe Barber homered against McClellan. Did I see that correctly?
She did. She did. We're still trying to get Chloe to warm up a little bit and kind of come out of her shell, but she did hit a home run, which was awesome to see. She's our only two-way pitcher, but she's got a ton of potential. Big kid, 5'11", I believe, throws pretty good. I think she was up to 65 the other day. And then obviously Erica, she was pretty dominant in her outing as well. So,
okay, we'll wrap it up. Do you have a movie recommendation, a book you're reading, Netflix series? What would you tell the people to enjoy when they're not thinking about Shocker softball?
The other day, my wife and I sat down after we put Cannon to bed, and we got about 10 minutes into the Kelsey. It's called Kelsey. It's on Amazon Prime, I believe. It's about the Kelsey brothers.
NFL fame, Travis and Jason.
Yep, NFL. We got about 10 minutes into that before Cannon woke up. Luckily, we put him back to bed and got to finish it. So it was really cool. You got to kind of see outside of the player side of things, I guess. So, you know, Travis and Jason interacting with their families and, you know, all the rehab and their stories from coming out of college and high school into the pro side of things, and really good documentary.
Okay. Easton Herring, assistant softball coach for Wichita State. Shockers play twice this weekend to continue their fall scrimmages. They've got Seminole State out of Oklahoma Friday at 5, and they've got the University of Kansas Jayhawks at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Easton, thanks for your time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We encourage you to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com.
Malcolm out near the timeline. Left side of the floor to Baker. Ron works deeper to the wing. Fires a three. Good! Ron Baker with his third 3-point field goal of the game, and Wichita State goes ahead by 4.